Blog Talk Radio.
You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer. There's no other help I know. You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by none other than Brother Patrick Metlock. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Danielle, I bring you greetings from the spring, from the Gateway Church of Christ in Southgate, Michigan, where we are saints that are in covenant with God, and we are indeed neighbors that are in love with you. Thank you for what you do every single day. We have to make it so that it's not, okay, I know of Danielle, but at some point we have to meet up. I need to maybe make a trip to South Carolina and maybe on my way to Columbia, if that's possible, maybe connect with you and Anderson. I'm not sure if that's the en route to South Carolina from where I'd be coming from now in Michigan, but we got to make sure that that happens. We appreciate you, and we appreciate your work, not only with this ministry, but in really everything that you do. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for continuing to not only minister to the saints and to stand in the gap there in Smyrna, but also your willingness to share this ministry with me and with others. And I want to thank each and every one of you, those of you who are on the Blog Talk Radio platform, as well as those of you who now are also joining me on Facebook Live. We appreciate that very, very much. Danielle's actually messaging me. She's saying Anderson is definitely doable. So that's fine. I'm really, really looking forward to that, Danielle. I'll just tell you when it really comes right down to it, I really enjoy meeting saints, being encouraged by saints, and trying my in the best way that I can to make a good faith effort to encourage others. And that's what this ministry is about, that Brother Bradshaw and the church there is that they are sponsoring. That's what my efforts are on Tuesday. That's why I've kind of gravitated for more than a half a year now to just a Gratitude Tuesday theme, because we've always said, well, you know, maybe if you count your blessings, then you will find, number one, that your blessings are going to outnumber your complaints. And you'll also find that you won't have time to complain, because you'll be too busy thanking God for what he's done for you. And so I said, hey, you know, let me just start it. And right now, I'll stop Gratitude Tuesday when I stop being thankful, when I stop not having anything to be thankful for. But I know that God continues to be good, as Elder Vaughn says over there in Franklin Road, God is in the blessing business, and business is good. So please know that we'll continue to try to push that what I believe is that spiritually appraised principle for as long as we can. Given that we're in November, given that it's the month that Thanksgiving falls in, I know you're already seeing Christmas stuff in the stores, but let's deal with Thanksgiving first. And we started that process on last Tuesday by highlighting the history of Thanksgiving and how that even though it was not instituted as a religious holiday, that clearly it has religious overtones, and that but then it may not be fully spiritually appraised in the way in which it was instituted or implemented. However, it may be good for us to, since we know that Thanksgiving is a spiritually appraised term, that we get some feedback from the Bible as to how Christians, as well as those in the Old Testament, which we'll focus on today, how they might have, let's say, implemented or exercise a Thanksgiving spirit. And maybe that'll help us to understand exactly how we might need to treat Thanksgiving, whether we want to limit it to the holiday treatment, or as we've tried to say, kind of Thanksgiving is something that should be happening year round. Not necessarily that you have to eat turkey and dressing all the time with all the trimmings. If you just have the perspective and the attitude associated with Thanksgiving, which Gratitude Tuesday tries to perpetuate, which the Bible, if you read lots of passages that we've referenced in the last half a year in it, continues to promote. And then in particular, if you have plans for Thanksgiving, then maybe this session, the session from last week, which you can go and listen to via the Facebook archive, or the two that are coming up in the next 2 weeks after this, that you might make adjustments, that you might do some tweaks to make sure that Thanksgiving is not just about eating turkey and watching football and enjoying another couple of days off, but you truly have a Thanksgiving spirit that is infused by the Spirit of God. I'm going to take you to Deuteronomy chapter 26 in looking at an Old Testament treatment. And this is where Moses speaks about the offering of first fruits when they get into the land. Give me a moment, because I'm going to read these 11 verses, and then I'm going to kind of tie a bow on what I believe those wandering and sojourning children of God in the wilderness were taught and were guided with regard to a Thanksgiving spirit. Then it shall be that when you enter the land which the Lord your God gives you as an inheritance, and you possess it and live in it, take some of the first of all the produce of the ground which you bring in from your land that the Lord your God gives you, and you shall put it in a basket and go to the place where the Lord your God chooses to establish his name. You should go to the priest who was in office at the time and say to him, I declare this day to the Lord my God that I have entered the land which the Lord swore to our fathers to give us. Then the priest shall take the basket from your hand and to set it down before the altar of the Lord your God. You shall answer and say before the Lord your God, my father was a wandering Aramean, and he went down to Egypt and sojourned there, few in number, but there he became a great and mighty populace. And the Egyptians treated us harshly and afflicted us and imposed hard labor on us. Then we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction and our toil and our oppression. And especially pay attention to verses 8 and 9. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm and with great terror and with signs and wonders. And he has brought us to a land, and he has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Go down to verse 11 where the Bible says, and you and the Levite and the alien who is among you, so rejoice in all the good which the Lord has given you and your household. So if you look at those words, and usually for this devotion, I wouldn't read something that reads something that long, but all of it is relevant, and you can study it more closely on your own. This is Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 1 through 11. They went to the priest, and then, you know, the priest had a rotation as to who would go in for several weeks at a time. And so they had a situation where once people were established, you would bring something from the new land is what Moses is commanding. And it had to be something that was produced from the ground specifically, put it in a basket, bring it. And the idea is, I'm bringing it in as essentially the first fruits, the best of my produce, as thanksgiving for what God has done, because God has with his mighty hand, God has with his outstretched arm, God has with his signs and wonders, which, of course, by Deuteronomy 26, they had seen a lot of those already and would see more. They said, He has indeed been tremendously good to us. So the very thought of Thanksgiving really doesn't need to be thankful for what I got, but thankful for who I got. Because who you have is the Lord being on your side. That prompted them to be able to sing those songs, especially when they were going to Jerusalem for the feast that they would do throughout the book of Psalms. Psalm 95, verse 2, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms, or even the familiar Psalm number 100. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. That's what we really are thankful for. And it is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. So Old Testament thanksgiving was, if you look at maybe Moses saying, instituting the first real day or days, dare we say, of thanksgiving to be ones of giving of sacrifice, not just sacrifice just to be given it, but also a sacrifice that would, verse 11 said, bless the priests, bless the Levites, and bless the aliens that also may be sojourning in the land, Levites because they had no inheritance of land, aliens because they were sojourning and also had no inheritance, but they will be able to enjoy what inheritance you had as a result of God blessing you. So it was about giving and it was about singing. And I'm not sure how you might want to adjust your Thanksgiving plans based on maybe that snippet or that tidbit of Old Testament Thanksgiving. We have limited time, so there's no way in which we can deal with it in an exhaustive way. But that combined with what we'll share in the from the New Testament may help you to say it needs to be more about football and it needs to be more about turkey and dressing. And so as we continue to live and move and have our very beings, may we be guided by his holy word. The Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Consider this to be a message from God on today. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for this day, and I want to thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. And Father, as we've continued to share a word from the Lord today, please allow it so that the Old Testament perspective for Thanksgiving that we believe may have really been established right there with Moses in Deuteronomy 26 and reinforced by the psalms that were being sung as they sojourned along the way, that they may help us to have a spiritually appraised perspective about Thanksgiving, not just for November 24th, but every single day, 365 days, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. Continue to bless us and keep us as we develop and nurture a Thanksgiving spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.